because you are the highest form of energy, divine energy. And you have lost sense of who you are. You've picked up too many masks that has made you forget. This is what I call spiritual amnesia. You've forgotten your sonship. You've forgotten your authority. You've forgotten your dominion. You've forgotten your presence, your capacity.
Yo, guys, welcome back to Short Discussion Topics. I'm your boy, Rain Paneri. This is your guy, Joe Benicia, aka Nice Guy. And we're back to have short discussions with you, watching us discuss about it. And today's topic is, wait for it, spiritual mission.
I like this topic.
Spiritual mission. Since you like it, I don't know what that is. I'm not sure many of our viewers, I'm just assuming, may not know what that is. Why don't you tell us what that is?
Well, first thing I want to tackle is that we have been we've been educated to see that anything that has to do with spiritual is related to a religion. Spiritual is not really religious. Matter of fact, for those of you who don't know, have a study of the word religion. Religion is actually from Latin word, a root word called religio, which means back to bondage. Back to bondage, meaning the more you try to be religious, the more in bondage you go back to.
Pretty nice guy. Pain you go back to. Ah, it's gonna stir but something.
Spirituality is something else. This is a way of life. It's to do with a higher form of consciousness. And when we talk about spiritual mission, then someone might question and say, look, if my spiritual mission isn't to preach, isn't to do this, what do I really have a spiritual mission? Does everybody have a spiritual mission? Yes, I feel like everybody do have a spiritual mission. I feel like a large part of it really has to do with why we are here on this planet. Because a man called Nikola Tesla said this, if you really want to understand what's going on, you have to see things in terms of energy frequency. And I'm missing one.
Vibration.
That's the one. Yeah.
Got it.
But if you see it in that sense, you start to realize something very interesting.
Yeah.
That all that we are really doing, because have a look at the way life is structured. You will see that it's a maze. It's a dungeon. It's a learning center. It's an education center.
How is it? You went from dungeon to education. Yeah, go on.
It is, man.
All right.
A dungeon, a maze, and education center. If you see how it's connecting.
Yeah.
Because you're essentially in a dungeon, and everything looks like it's a maze because you're always doing trial and error, trying to take this path, that path, that path. But the outcome of it is educational.
But you're saying a dungeon. A dungeon is a place. It's very low, and you're trapped. You're sent there for a reason.
You are.
I'm saying
that's what planet Earth is. It's
whoa.
It's a dungeon, meaning that you are here for a reason.
Okay, so everyone's here
and
for a reason.
100%. If we didn't need you here, you wouldn't be here.
We are. Fair.
So you've been equipped with gift and purpose. To be able to accomplish what you need to accomplish. And so the journey of life feels like a maze.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're always doing trial and error and you're figuring things as you go. But actually that statement is incorrect because you're not really figuring things as you go. As you go, you look back, and that's the only way to make sense of life, is by always looking back.
And reflecting,
yeah. So in that sense, it is a maze. But what it's really doing in the soul's perspective, it's really a learning center. It's a school. So then we realize it's a dungeon. It's also a maze. And it's also a school. That's the trinity of this whole experience. So then we ask, okay, if it's a school, then what is the school supposed to teach us? Is it maths? Is it English? Is it communication? Is it patience?
Okay.
Is it love?
All right.
So all these stuff you're saying is true. It's trying to teach us all the above, but let's look at it from a higher point, a bird eye view. Go high.
And okay, I'm high. I'm
not I'm even going to go
from a bird's eye view.
I'm not going to go too deep into it, but when you do a study on it, you realize that really what's happening here.
Yeah.
We are on this planet to learn how to manipulate energy.
Appreciate you mentioned that before in some previous
video. It's a school that's teaching us how to manipulate energy. Mm. Because you are the highest form of energy. Divine energy. And you have lost sense of who you are. You've picked up too many masks that has made you forget. This is what I call spiritual amnesia. You've forgotten your sonship. You've forgotten your authority. You've forgotten your dominion. You've forgotten your presence, your capacity, the gift and power within you.
So my spiritual mission of people, overall, this is not personal, but it's overall a spiritual mission, as you said earlier, Dungeon Maze School.
That's the journey. The journey is of, Dungeon Maze School.
Of your spiritual mission.
Yeah. But where is it taking you? It's taking you for you to rediscover who you are.
Yeah, that's the point of the spiritual mission.
That's the whole thing.
So when you hear the word of discussion or topic about spiritual mission, it's basically talking about discovering you.
That's all it is.
Discovering me, myself.
You're on a journey to discover yourself. Because as you learn how to manipulate energy, it's really just reflecting on you. Realizing your potential. Realizing your kingship. And as you realize, Nick, as you realize your potential and your kingship, Nick.
Hey, that's all, folks. Thank you for watching. We believe in your potential. You believe in our potential.
I believe, stay tuned. I believe it.
Stay safe. Stay blessed. Take care. Sure.
You enjoyed our content? Thank you. If you want more, follow us on Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, and our website for more. If you love what we do, support us on Patreon, Subscribestar, Crypto, and all links in the description below. Hey, RCTV, peace out.